This is episode number 2240 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Northwest.
What? The direction? On the compass? Northwest? What?
I have to wonder. You know, Kim Kardashian is talking about the fact that, you know, if we only really knew what happened in her marriage and how controlling Kanye was.
Wow.
I wonder, you know, she's been saying that, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder if at any point since the divorce, has she thought about renaming her children?
Well, you say that, but, you know, then on Father's Day, I read that she's like, oh, Kanye's the best dad ever. You know, she said that on Father's Day.
Well, he's pretty good with his kids.
Yeah.
So,
of course, she's scared to death to dress herself. So there's that. There's that phobia that he brought out in her.
Northwest and her friends arrived at her 9th birthday party in style. Of course they did. Mommy Kim posted a picture of her private jet on Tuesday, which was decorated with Camp North.
Oh, man.
Had balloons and signs.
I bet there was a camera crew along to film the whole event.
Because,
mark my words, all these kids are the next generation of the Kardashians. Ryan Seacrest is banking on it. When he's an old man, he's going to be making money off of these kids.
And he's an old man. He can wear whatever underwear he wants.
And there's more of them than there are Kardashian sisters right now. So
inside Kim Air, each seat had two pillows made to look like logs. Fake spider webs covered the aircraft ceiling.
Oh, wow.
And in the post, North and her guests were shown wearing matching pajamas, rafting, and playing outdoors.
Camp North. Wow. I wonder where they went.
Wyoming.
They went in a jet.
They went to Wyoming.
Yep. Well, that was close to Dad's house, right? Doesn't he live in Wyoming or Montana?
Well, didn't he buy a house kind of right almost across the street?
Well, he bought a house across the street from him.
But he still is in Wyoming.
He's got a ranch.
Yes.
So maybe they went to his ranch.
Maybe. Well, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Don't know how that would go with the whole.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Adults getting along and playing nice in the sandbox type stuff.
Well, no, there's none of that. So there'll be none of that.
Now, North and her friends each slept in their own beds, decorated with deer heads and face in fake blood.
Oh, God.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting and scary. Ew.
So, I wonder, how many guests were there and how many of their own beds were there?
Yeah, right.
Because that could be a lot.
It could be a lot. Chances are it wasn't.
But there was...
Kim Air only holds, like, I don't know, a dozen seats at most.
There was a lot of famous kids there, or famous kids of famous people.
Yeah, right. Well, that makes them famous kids. Because, like I said, the next generation of Kardashians is be here in any minute.
She's really into special effects makeup. She does really good wounds and scars.
Oh, my goodness. Must be a proud mama.
I encourage it.
Yeah, must be a proud mama.
So in addition to North's cousin Penelope, Jessica Simpson's 10-year-old daughter Maxwell was also snapped at the party.
I didn't know they were friends.
At the party.
At the party in the Wyoming woods. I doubt they were in the woods.
I doubt that.
They were in some fancy Four Seasons hotel. Is there a Four Seasons in Wyoming? I don't know.
There probably is.
There might be.
This is one of those stories that this is just when I get to talk. So it's not that it belongs in the Who Cares News, because I care very much about this story.
Who cares?
I love it.
We don't care if you care.
And I was really on the fence about it, but I've seen the trailers and I'm on
board.
So
you have a news announcement.
Lock up your children, Salem.
Lock up your children.
As the Sanderson sisters are returning with the first Hocus Pocus 2 trailer.
Oh.
Yep. Actually, I think it starts streaming on the 30th.
Yeah.
New film picks up 29 years after the events of the beloved first fantasy horror comedy and centers on high school students Becca, Cassie, and Izzy.
All girls this time.
As they learn of a tradition in which witches get their abilities on their 16th birthday.
All right, so here's the deal. Okay, 29 years. This movie was not a big hit. Oh, by the way, I have a connection to this. I've said this before. I worked at the Walt Disney Studios while they were filming.
Yes.
And all the scenes that they did in soundstage number 2, where they had the witch's house and the forest, mm-hmm. it was beautiful. They would have the big wide soundstage doors open whenever they weren't shooting. Then they'd be closed, and there were signs all over the set that said, "Live cats, do not open the door." I swear to God.
I loved it the first time
huge.
I saw it.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah.
Now, it is a huge cult following.
Let me ask you the question. You saw the trailer. How do the witches look 29 years later?
Hey, they look Hollywood.
They look a little worn for their ages.
It's Hollywood.
Because, I mean, Bette Midler is in her 70s.
Yes.
Late 70s.
Yes.
And Kathy and Jimmy is no spring chicken.
No, neither is. Well,
neither is SJP. She's looking a little ragged around the edges, so. She was a hot witch in that thing.
She was the hot witch. Anyway, Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy and Jimmy, they returned to lead the cast of Hocus Pocus 2.
It would not work without them.
As the Sandersons, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I was worried, and they said they were on board. So, anyway, alongside Sam Richardson reprising his role as zombie ex-boyfriend Billy.
Who I think steals the show. I love him.
Oh, he is awesome.
Yeah.
Especially when they cuts open his mouth.
Open the seams in his mouth. Spoiler alerts, if you've not seen Hocus Pocus, go see it. Okay.
If you haven't seen Hocus Pocus.
It's on TV.
You know, gosh.
You can watch it on Disney Plus.
And it's safe for kids. It's an awesome, awesome movie.
Sounds like, though, they're going to go the all-girlfriend direction, so it's not dependent upon the old traditional boyfriend-girlfriend thing, which the first movie was.
Well, it sounds to me like three girls. This is my guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to stay away from everything that has to do with it because I want to be surprised.
But you saw the trailer.
I saw the trailer.
Does the candle have a black flame?
It's three girls.
Yeah.
And there's three witches, and they're talking about getting you can be a witch as of your 16th birthday. So I think
they didn't want to eat the 16-year-olds.
I think they want to be the new witches. That's my guess.
See, there's got to be a twist.
And they do it. They're trying to do an incantation.
Ooh.
See. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, September 30th on Disney Plus.
And you will be there, I guarantee you.
Yes, I
will.
Be there.
I kind of will, too. I love that movie.
Every Halloween, I watch it.
With our apologies to Halle Berry, who I don't think is going to be in Hocus Pocus 2. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.